Prost.
So that's a little.
Prost.
Prost. Oh, it's great. I just need to talk about this before I collapse.
All right.
Ding.
So let's start in 3, 2, 1.
We are from Punk Rockers Radio. It's an internet radio station. We are complete DIY. And we are broadcasting punk rock, ska, hardcore, anything else, 24 hours a day. And sometimes we are doing interviews with bands like you. And it's a pleasure to be here. And I've got some questions. I don't know what happens.
Sure. So, are you going to be editing?
So there are two bands.
Good.
We are here with Spanner from UK and the Rebel Spale from Canada.
Yeah.
That's very fine, and I've got a lot of questions.
Okay.
But if you are bored, tell me, we stop. Okay?
We'll be all right.
I've got a question to Spanner, and Spanner is a tool. And do you think that music is a good tool?
We see music as one of our primary forms of activism. It's a kind of uniting influence that you can go around the world playing music to people and explaining politics and music with a message. And it has to be a tool, but you've got to wield it carefully.
Your both label is Rebel Time Records from Canada, and I think they are more than a label that helps bands getting their stuff distributed. What can you tell me about them?
Rebel Time? I think the biggest thing to Rebel Time's credit is it's the reason that we've gotten to Europe twice. And that's just been the energy of a few individuals there. They've also got a festival they do and in Canada that would, you know, and they're able to bring bands like Spanner over. You know, it's just a small label, but it's two guys that work hard, so it makes a big difference. Ben?
What we saw with the Rebel Time Records crew when we went to Canada was it blew us away. They were phenomenally organised, the most warm, welcoming people we've met. And they're just seriously doing the business, really, with creating a positive, radical subculture. They pay a lot of attention as well to the kind of internal dynamics of what they're doing, so it's not just about politics out there, it's about the politics of the everyday and how they relate with each other. That's something that struck us that's really important. So as well as getting loads of good stuff done, it's they pay a lot of attention to the way that they're doing it as well, which we think is really important.
And how did you get together with Rebel Spale Records?
Rebel Time.
Sorry.
It's confusing, and it's a bit of a joke with us. It's a complete coincidence that the band and then the label has this name. So we kind of joke about it all the time. So you're allowed to make fun of us.
But how did we get together?
How did we get together?
Yeah.
Again, I would not have met Spanner if it wasn't for Rebel Time.
Both bands. How did Rebel Spale get together with Rebel Time Records? And
I think on our very first tour, Randy from Rebel Time organized a show for us in Hamilton. And we met him then on our first tour. And it was just a fit. So
Had they started Rebel Time then?
No. That was much before that. And so eventually when they started this label, I mean, we kind of avoided the label thing quite a bit because they weren't very effective. Small labels aren't, you know, all labels were kind of dying, and small labels are pretty ineffective. But it was an energetic couple of people that were able to provide some spark and, you know, get us off our ass and get us to Europe and help us release even our records at home. So it's good.
They stole our logo, basically. So
yeah, they did.
We went after them. That's how we got to know them. Not really. A good friend of ours, an old punk, who's one of the background punks who keeps things going in Bristol. He introduced us to them, and we're very grateful for him for doing that.
And is it different playing in Germany than in UK or Canada?
I found it quite a bit different. I mean, we skipped the UK the first time we toured Europe, which was 2 years ago, because everybody warned us, oh, you're going to have such a rough time there. But I was really shocked at how well we were received there, because I'd heard so much kind of weird stuff about playing the UK. People seemed really ready to hear what we were doing, and were really excited about it. However, the hospitality in Germany is still absolutely fantastic. You can't beat it. It's great.
For you?
I think I concur with what Todd's saying. Like, apart from we've obviously played a lot of gigs in the UK, and we were received there, and the gigs, the people are there, but the way that, or quite often the way the bands are looked after, as soon as you turn up, you might not get fed, you might not get, say, free beer all night, which oils the machine to make you perform in a better way the way you do. So you still do a good show, but I always like to come to places like Germany, where immediately you get here, you feel like you're at home. Touring's hard, tired work, you know, it's a tired thing to do, but all that kind of thing just makes the whole thing so much more easier to do.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that Germany has that Canada doesn't, and we missed in the UK, was the squatter culture. Like, that just does not happen in Canada. Squats just wouldn't last more than a day, really.
Yeah.
It's important to have that infrastructure there, you know, it makes things so much easier.
Yeah.
And we've seen, like, there's a really vibrant counterculture around, like, you know, the radical politics here, which is pretty inspiring for all of us.
And do you think there are more squats in Germany, like, in really?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is for us, it's often unclear whether we're playing a squat or a social center that's funded by I don't know what. The fact is these spaces just don't exist in North America. Even the community hall was kind of the last bastion of DIY punk shows. They're just being bulldozed, and they're only run by, you know, groups like the Elks or something. They're charity organizations that might rent you a hall, you know, for $500.
Yeah. And if they do, it's so expensive that it makes more sense to just go play a bar.
Well, like, youth centers were a big thing in the 90s when I was
right.
a teenager and going to shows, but you just don't really see them.
They were, but youth centers were also so under the gun by local governments and the police about kids being near alcohol or getting alcohol and then going to the show, that they would just get shut down one after the other. So these spaces are absolutely mind-blowing to us. Like, you go in and it's like you're welcome and they feed you and they give you beer all night, and people of all ages come and hang out and listen to music. It's crazy.
They're everything that both of these bands is all about, which is the most important thing, I think.
Today is the last day of your tour, and yeah. Are you happy to get back home or just ready for another bunch of gigs?
Both. I wrote home today and I was saying the same thing. I'm like, I don't want to leave, but I'm so eager to go home. You know, you get worn out. I'm tired. We all got sick yesterday, you know, but if I had a couple days off, I'd be ready to go. I could do 10 more. Yeah.
There's no way around it being in the middle, because go home tomorrow and wish I was on the road again, or keep going and do something like have a day off and you're like, oh, we don't have a show tonight, it's boring, let's play a show, and then you play a show and you're like, you're going. The only way to really do it, I think, is to play so many shows consecutively together. It makes it all worth it, really.
Yeah, I agree.
You want to go home?
No. I'll get home and I'll have a day where I'm like, oh, this is nice. And I'm like, this is boring. I want to be on tour again.
We've had such a brilliant time, and we made really good friends, I think, with the Rebel Spell, and we've had some proper good moments. Lots of fun.
But it's gonna be
difficult to you know, to leave that kind of collective living where everything's shared and we just, you know, do everything together, which I think we all really value that, you know, when you're right involved with that, it's fucking brilliant. We'll miss that. Thanks. But yeah, and I think, yeah, you hit it on nail on the head really. It's good to think of going home and getting on with all the stuff that we've got going on back home. And you know, with inspiration from what we've seen going on here as well, you know, we take that with us. And yeah, back to our families and our friends and get on with stuff there. And back to work, I suppose.
Get ready for your next
one. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I could just carry on for months.
Do it.
It just depends if the gigs are good. Like, we've been really lucky and we've had mostly good gigs. But we had a few not so good ones about a week ago, and we're all just, suddenly the mood totally changed and we're all grumpy and bickering about nothing. But then, you know, we just had a week, we haven't had a bad gig with the lads from Spanner, so I can keep going with this.
I think that we heard in France the mantra was things would be better when Spanner get here.
That's right. Spanner, the Kitchener of Europe.
So what was the bad gigs? And why was it bad?
Just poorly attended gigs. There was only a few of them, but it just takes so little time for your brain to just assume that everything is bad always, and it turns around in one night. You're like, oh, everything's great again. So
nice Spanner right here.
Spanner to the fucking rescue.
On your website, you write, we came together in 2002. We are passionate about DIY culture, community building, and social change. Why are these things so important for you? And another question, and is it easier or more difficult than 10 years ago?
Go.
Did you get it? It's a difficult question.
I'm not criticizing
you. No, that's
Do you want to go?
No.
Okay. The bio thing? It's so hard to write about yourself. It's just trying to distill something into, 20 words or something. Trying to get an idea into 20 words. We do care about DIY culture. We do care about people working together and doing things for themselves and doing things for other reasons besides money, doing things because you love doing them. So that's really important to us.
And the other question is it easier or more difficult than 10 years ago when you started?
It's just different. You know, like, we didn't consider going to Europe for, 8 years when we started playing. It's been weird, actually, being in a band for 10 years. You see things change in Canada. It's changed from good to bad to great. But on the other hand, other scenes have come and gone. Different kinds of bands come and go. It just changes a lot. We feel really established in North America, or parts of it. And come over here, we feel like we're just new again. But then we come to Germany and have, six amazing shows, and we feel like things are pretty easy. Things are all right.
Okay. Punk.
Oh.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Next.
Thank you. Next.
Oh,
next.
No. Punk. My life. Our life.
Germany.
Not enough vegetables. Is that one word?
Well.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it's thinking deep. How deep are we going here?
You're blurting. Fun.
I was going to say fun as well. Good mind.
Society?
Society.
Fucked.
Yeah.
DIY.
Where it's at. It's where it's at.
That's one word. In California, that's one word.
West Coast or East Coast?
West Coast.
Yeah.
It was easy.
Beer or wine?
Beer.
Sure.
Okay, wine.
Orange juice.
What are we doing?
I think it's not on the list.
There's always a third choice.
Yeah, there is.
Quite often we're given two choices, there's always a third or more. The other ones we'll take.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Beatles.
Couldn't give a monkey's.
He's in a fucking Beatles.
Stone also was one Beatles.
You guys are all Beatles guys.
Beatles.
Okay. Summer or winter?
For what?
Sorry, can I answer the last one? Beatles or Stones?
Summer, are you crazy?
Hendrix.
No, because we only tour in the winter.
Oh. Nice one.
Summer.
Summer, yeah.
Summer.
It's pretty good summer this year.
Summer.
How was it for you guys?
I had a good summer.
It's 40 degrees.
But I didn't play a gig for 4 months.
Yeah.
Summer's generally summer. When things hot up.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking the weather.
Oh.
We're ruining this game.
Next. That works on so many.
I'm not so sure what that even means.
Yeah. Intrigued.
We'll just let it. We'll roll with it.
They're gonna edit. Okay, next.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs, definitely. Dogs.
All the way.
No one for cats?
I'll take cats, yeah. Too.
This isn't that kind of a game.
It's not predefined. So. Say the opposite.
This one defines. I'm just kidding. Its particular
I'm just kidding.
Practical reasons for liking that.
Festival or club?
Club.
Festival.
Festival.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Festivals are amazing for getting ignored by hundreds and hundreds of people at once.
Oh, you need to come play some festivals with us, my guy.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.